It was Israel's turn to be the new neighbors. But they weren't the nice new neighbors you bake cookies for. They were a budding army of fighting men whose family had been enslaved for 400 plus years. They tasted freedom and they weren't going back. When they came to town, they conquered. They were the Vitivitivici of the Old Testament. I came, I saw, I conquered. Joshua led them from town to town like a swarming horde, taking one town after another. His trip through Canaan was not like a retiree in an RV. It was one battle after another. Joshua made an alliance with Gibeon. Now Gibeon was cashing in. They texted Joshua,
"Help!"
So Joshua and his band of mighty men marched all night and rolled into Gibeon to swing swords with the Amorites. Joshua could taste victory, but he knew if the enemy could fight him off long enough to escape under the cover of night, they would get out of there alive. Hello, everyone. You're listening to L.J. Harry, and you're listening to Week 38 on Simplify. So Joshua called out to the Lord and asked him to do what he had never done. He asked God to still the sun and moon until they won. God heard and granted his request. They started and finished the fight in a single day. They needed overtime to win, but they still won in a single day. Next, Israel came rolling into Makkedah. They took over and took no prisoners. They showed no mercy. They were so overpowering that Joshua and his army took the entire city in a single day. But it wasn't that they were such a superior fighting force. It was because they had a superior ally. Joshua 10:14 and 10:42 sing their victorious duet, "For the Lord fought for Israel." When Joshua felled Makkedah, he felt pretty good. Took over an entire city in a single day. They kept marching and came to Eglon. When they came to Eglon, it was deja vu. The battle played out just like Makkedah. They swung their swords, God fought for them, and they felled the city in a single day. But it's the city sandwiched between those two that caught my eyes. Right after Makkedah, the next city on their hit list was Lachish. They marched into Lachish and went to battle just like they had done at Gibeon and Makkedah. Only this city would not be like the cities that came before it or the city that came after it. They expected to fight, win, and still have time for bone-in ribeye before lights out, but it didn't happen like they hoped. They battled all through the day. But as the sun started to hide itself in the west, it dawned on them they would need tomorrow's dawn to win this battle. They went to sleep in their tents and woke up the next morning only to march back to the same city they had fought before to fight against it again. By the setting of the sun the second day, they had taken over and planted their flag in Lachish. On the second day. Maybe Lachish was bigger. Maybe Lachish was stronger. Maybe Joshua was just worn out. For some reason, they weren't able to sweep through the city on the first day. They had to wake up the second day, grab their weapons, and fight the same battle again. We love it when God answers the first time we ask. But what if He doesn't? It doesn't mean He won't answer the next time we ask. We might need to get up on the second day and pray again. If you're fighting a disease running rampant through your body, God is able to heal you the first time you pray. But if He doesn't, go back to the altar on the second day and pray again. You've prayed about your family, but they're still miles away from God. Don't be discouraged. Get up the second day and gather your weapons of prayer, fasting, faith, and the Word of God, and fight the good fight of faith on the second day, and the third day, and the thousandth day. Our God is not too weak and the enemy is not too strong. Come back to the altar. Kneel again. Lift your voice again. Call out to God again. Believe again. The sweet taste of victory still tastes sweet, even on the second day. Let's pray. God, I thank You for every time You answer my prayer the first time I ask. I know You're able and willing to help me with all I need. I also know You know what You're doing and You know when to do it. I trust You to answer my prayer the right way at the right time. I will keep asking, seeking, and knocking because I know I will receive, find, and walk through an open door when You are ready to open it. I trust You and I worship You. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm so glad you listened and were part of this episode. I know none of us like to hear the word wait or hold on. But I also know there are sometimes God does not answer our prayer and come through like we want Him to on the first day or the first time we pray or the first time we ask. And so He put in His Word in Matthew chapter 7 to ask and keep asking, seek and keep seeking, knock and keep knocking, and He will be sure to answer. We'll find, it'll be opened, but sometimes it's not the first time, but God certainly does it the right time. I hope this has been a blessing to you. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. If so, and you would like to order a copy of Simplify, you can do so at PentecostalPublishing.com. Or if you're in our quaint, charming town, you can pick it up at Paragraphs Bookstore on South Main Street. And I'd be more than glad to sign a copy for you if you would like. Thanks again for tuning in. Next week, I'm going to share a story. It's a little embarrassing, but nevertheless, it's a true story about a time when I lost my keys in my overreaction to that event. I'll share that with you next time on week 39, and I look forward to talking to you then, and always look forward to continuing to walk closer with Jesus as we walk through Simplify.